let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The poetic legacy of Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni is a journey through resilience. You'll discover her heartfelt poetry in A Song in the Night, a collection that weaves together the raw emotions of war, the beauty of nature, and the power of spiritual devotion. Her verses offer comfort, reflection, and inspiration, reminding us of the resilience of the human spirit. One review describes it, simply said, a treasure. Another adds, simply beautiful and beautifully simple. Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni, author of A Song in the Night, The Darker the Midnight, The Brighter the Sunlight, is back with us on This Week in America. Hildegard, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you very much for the privilege of having me, Mr. Bratton.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Well, in September?
Yes, go ahead, please. Just a little background, if you will, and then we'll talk about the poetry.
Yeah. The reason why I chose this title is that I wrote most of the poems secretly during the night as a gift to my husband, Dr. Aldo Bruni, for our 10th wedding anniversary. And here's a brief biography of me. I was born in East Prussia near the Kaiser's hunting ground. In World War II, I escaped from Prussia, and in the West, a home I found. I received my former education as a doctor's assistant in medicine, then left behind the German nation and became an American citizen. A dream I nurtured in my heart to study literature and art. At Harper College in Palatine, teachers helped me my skill to refine. I paint on porcelain with great care and have as flowers quite a flair. Portraits, still lives I do well, and master watercolors and oil. I love new challenges and do not rest until I try to do my very best. Whether painting for shows or friends, I hope to the viewers joy it lends. A professor from the UCLA had this about my paintings to say, the richness of colors, harmonious display, my inner joy and beauty portray. After my husband passed away, I began to write a book each day. Gone with the world wars, my family story, and Germany's loss of territory. I talk about war's devastation and lives lost in many nations. God healed my grief and every wound. In loving others, peace and joy I found.
Beautifully done.
Now,
yes, go ahead, please.
No, I wanted to say that now you are going to read the poems, but you go ahead.
Well, that was beautifully done. The biography, it's all in Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni's book, A Sun in the Night, A Song in the Night. I'll give you that information, her website, as we go through the program today. I have the pleasure of being asked to read her poems. I hope I do them justice. We picked some that I think are representative of the poetry, the variety of themes and emotions touched on in A Song in the Night, again by Hildegard Bonnecker Bruni. Her website is hildabonneckerbruni.com. I'll give you that spelling. And, of course, it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'll start with A Song in the Night, which is the name of the book. Her poem begins, "When I'm surrounded by darkness, all stars are stripped from my velvet sky. There burns a flame within my soul that shines day and night. I glorify with songs of praise my awesome God, who eases crushing loads of woe. He fills with joy and peace my heart to face triumphantly each foe. Sunshine returns like a balm after rain. Our calm follows behind each squall, for deeper grow the roots of mine, and ascends higher my stronger soul." That, A Song in the Night. Hildegard, briefly, a little bit of background, if you will, on that poem and how you put that together.
Well, when God sends us difficulties, he always keeps the sky open to us. We can look up to him and we can find comfort, first knowing that he is in control of our life. And secondly, knowing that everything that he sends us is for our benefit at the end. We grow stronger spiritually And we can also understand from our experience other people more, and we can be helpful to others and use whatever we learn to, for the benefit of others.
And that poem brings it home beautifully. It's from Hildegard's book, A Book of Poetry, A Collection, A Song in the Night. The next poem I've been asked to read is a new masterpiece. Lord, this brand new day, a gift from thee. It's like an empty canvas to be filled with noble thoughts and good activities, pleasing thee and helping others. Take my patience, kindness, and thoughtfulness to add more depth and brightness to my art. Splash some shades of sadness here and there, creating a harmonious picture. Then I spread warm rays of love and joy to give the painting character and warmth. God, pour thy Holy Spirit on it to glow in iridescent splendor. We frame the canvas then with gratitude to delight thee, friends, and family. Lord, help me each new day to create a masterpiece for thee. Your thoughts on that, so well said. And this is something that as you read it, you're thinking, boy, this is the attitude I have to have every morning when I wake up. It's a new masterpiece. It's up to me to create that picture. Talk about how you came up with this concept.
Well, we cannot blame circumstances the way we structure our life. We can only blame ourselves, what we choose to absorb from whatever we think, actually hear, and do. So, and when we are, when we have God and faith, we let also God put his touches in our lives, and those are the highlights. But we need highlights and we need shade. We need everything to create a beautiful masterpiece. And knowing that God is our master of our life, and then we know that he will do a very, very wonderful masterpiece for us.
And each day is an empty canvas. I love that thought. The book, The Collection of Poems, and A Song in the Night. Hildegard Boniker Bruni is our guest and the author. Hildegard, H-I-L-D-E-G-E-R-D, G-A-R-D, Boniker, B-O-N-E, B-O-N-A-C-K-E-R, and Bruni, B-R-U-N-I. Hildegard Boniker Bruni.com is her website, and you'll find all this information, a link directly on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book available at Amazon, the usual places, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Another poem from Hildegard's collection is I Am Not Alone. When storms of life blow long and hard, and pain and sorrow break my heart, my God, my friends and strangers meet, my needs just for each day, indeed. They calm my troubled mind and peace, replaces grief and fear. They ease the heavy load. Their love and care do comfort me beyond compare. With God in charge, I do not fear. He loves me and wipes off each tear. I know God always does what's best. My faith grows strong. I'm richly blessed. I trust my God, have precious friends who pray and lend their helping hands. They lift my spirit when it is down. I thank my God, I am not alone. Hildegard, your thoughts on the meaning, the emotion behind I Am Not Alone.
Well, God always sends at the right time for what we need, a person or something we read to comfort us during our hardship. And that is a wonderful thing, that we know at all times that we are not alone. God will always send the right comfort and the right things for us that we need at that particular time.
With us on the program is Hildegard Boniker Bruni. Back with us on the program, we're discussing her collection of poetry, A Song in the Night. She was with us before to talk about Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds, the story of one family's journey to safety and the miracles that God lined their path with to deliverance. That book available wherever books are sold, of course, on our website, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This next poem is one of my favorites. I have so many in the collection, A Song in the Night. This is called The Scenic Beauty of America. I traveled to many countries of the world, saw all different states of the Union, but none do I hold dearer to my heart than North America. In my opinion, it is God's crowning masterpiece of beauty. We'll take with the sun across our land a journey, observed by spring enhanced by her changing beauty. She rises above the Atlantic with splendor displays along the shore of ancient granite cliffs, which turns the waves into fountain sprays. She climbs and pauses on top of the rugged bluffs where sapphire lakes are anxious to reflect forest-bedeckled hills, a cloud-speckled sky. Tree and plants to her kiss and warmth react. They blush to brilliant blossoms, gently and shy. She hurries to the endless southern shore, begs birds and bathers to crowd sandy beaches, waves and palms their ceaseless concert roar. Before she had a magnificent wide river reaches, she cast giant shadows among towering ridges, and on wildflower-tufted mountain meadows, which flaunt their vast pastoral loveliness. She rides the rapids of the mighty river, then meanders and makes many bends, to carry soil from the fertile, rich heartlands, and forest songs from the deep, dark northwoods, which are adorned with glacial lakes by the thousands. She mounts the clouds above the fertile fields and spans a rainbow over the vast prairie, where once like swaying ships under full sail, the prairie schooners, pioneers did carry. She burns the southern plains into a desert, creates weird parks of bushes and giant cacti, some blooming brightly, others old and withered, pointing like giant sentinels to the sky. Weary of the boundless fields and prairies, she ascends the rugged mountain chains. Every turn reveals a new surprise. Lakes are set as prettily as gems in valleys among covered granite cliffs, still showing pockets filled with snow and ice. Streams are churning through rocky canyons, forming foaming cascades that do thunder down the steep and massive pinnacles. She enters a world of surprise and wonder among bubbling mud, erupting tall geysers. Amid the cascade, she breathlessly gazes into a deep blue crater. She plays in the grandeur of canyonscapes, leaps over hot, arid, and yet blooming deserts, then through an arcade of tall redwood slithers, which stretch the sky with their ancient treetops. She basks in the Pacific Ocean at event tide, dresses in pink like a young blushing bride. She kisses goodnight to the alluring shore. The waves and the wind, her evening attire adore. She dreams of a land where ice runs in deep rivers and a sea of antlers through the tundra thunders. She pictures fair maidens waiting on tropical isles to greet her with flowers and hearts full of smiles. Many places in the world I saw, but none find thy lovelier than America. That is so beautiful. As I'm reading this, I'm pausing and thinking of all these beautiful pictures that you paint for us with your poetry. Scenic Beauty of America. Talk about writing this.
Well, my late husband, Dr. Aldo Bruni, and I, we made it a point to get to know all the 50 states of the United States. And so each place that I describe, I have been there. And I invite all the people to see the beauty of their country and to appreciate it and to be grateful for having such, to live in and have such a beautiful country. That is my goal.
Well, it's a wonderful perspective. We so often take that for granted. And we travel sometimes and we see the changing nature. We see the changing landscape and we take it for granted. And Hildegard points out in traveling and seeing all the beauty that God has given us in this masterpiece called America. And that poem is so well written and you'll be reading it again and again and stopping and pausing and thinking of pictures that come to mind possibly from your travels or viewing television programs or hearing people talk about their travels. It is so well done. Hildegard Bonnicker Bruni, our guest on the program, A Song in the Night. I'm reading several of her poems. This is Doing or Being, another one that I love so dearly. Life is filled with things to do. I plan the work, the rest, and go. Build a career, social positions, earn fame, and acquire possessions. Yet when I stop, reflect, and ponder, there must be more to life, I wonder. God created men for being and not only for working or doing. What matters in my life to build through toil and endless strife. A noble character, a heart to serve others, fulfill God's part. Life is not just meant to be a list of tasks, but choosing free to do God's will, obey and pray, and be his better child each day. I love that. That's a great way to sum up my attempt at reading your poetry. That's so well done. Doing or being. There are a lot of lessons for all of us there, aren't there?
Yes. Well, we get sometimes so busy and we forget why we are doing things. And it is not only that we are busy doing things, but we should always aim to be a better person, to improve our character, and to be able to utilize all the gifts that God has given us, not only for ourselves, but for helping other people. And that's why each day we should look for how I can improve my character and my being to help others and to honor God in everything that we do.
That is why one of the many reasons this book is so important. It's delightful reading. It is so well done. There are messages in every poem that should resonate through life as we go. It's a book of poetry that you will read, you will go back, you'll refer to different poems. It's a book that makes an excellent gift come holiday season or just to someone that's special to you to share these thoughts. Topics that Hildegard talks about in her book, patriotism, nature, love, reflection in life, World War II, inspiration and faith, all themes we all have in common that she talks about poetically in A Song in the Night. Other poetry in there, just very briefly, I'd like to mention that you've got a tribute to those who sacrificed their lives and survived the terror attack of 9/1 in 2002, A Day to Remember. That day was really special for you, wasn't it? It really tapped a lot of emotions, as it did for so many.
Yes, it sure did. But you see, even during this horrible attack, America was united. They all felt the pain, and they all were there to help everybody and to clean up all the debris and everything and save lives. So hardship unites us also when we help each other. And that's what I wanted to express. It was a horrible experience, but many sacrificed their lives even to save more lives from being killed.
You mentioned this briefly in the biography, and we talked about it at length in your story, Gone with the World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds. Both these books, by the way, available Amazon, wherever books are sold, and of course at Hilda's website, and I will give you that information, Hildegard's website, and I'll give you that in just a few seconds. Talk about East Prussia very briefly. You have a very moving poem in the book about East Prussia. This is still a very precious land for you. It has so many memories of leaving it behind, the family escape on a horse and a wagon. This is really a very heartfelt poem and tribute, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, it seems like, you know, what we had as a child, we think again at our mature or older age, we go back to our childhood. And first, during the Second World War, East Prussia was like a haven, and even Adolf Hitler came to feel secure in East Prussia. But then as soon as the Russians invaded East Prussia, everything changed, and we had to escape. We got a notice at midnight. We had to escape the following day and leave everything behind that was dear to us. And when we get older, we think about our childhood, and sometimes we become melancholic. But then we look at the whole picture, and we thank God again that he saved our lives through all the bomb attacks and through all the hardship we went through. And we are grateful for life and for each day that God gives us. And that's why we like to do our best each day to honor God and to help others and to utilize all that he has taught us, not only for ourselves, but for the glory of God and for the benefit of all our brothers and sisters around the world.
You are doing that and helping us do that as well by following your poetry and the inspirational poetry that you have in A Song in the Night. Hildegard's story is told so well. Again, I mentioned it, Gone with World Wars, God's Love Heals All Wounds, the story of one family's journey to safety and the miracles of God that line their path to deliverance. We talked about that on a previous program. You'll find that in our archives or just Google it. And this interview you can share with other people. Again, it will be in the archives, YouTube, and all of the different podcasting networks. And we hope that you do that. We hope you get more information and pick up a copy of Song in the Night, The Darker the Midnight, The Brighter the Sunlight. Hildegard, you've done so well with this. Rave reviews. It's touching so many people and literally changing lives. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book?
Well, what I would like to do is translate the poetry book into the German language. I did everything in English. Of course, this will not rhyme, but the modern poetry doesn't rhyme anyway. So as long as the meaning and the sense is transmitted to the reader, that will give me satisfaction. So that will be my next project, if God gives me enough time to do it. But whatever God directs me, whatever his plans are, he will let me know, and I will do accordingly. And I'm very, very grateful each day that I can work on his plans and benefit other people. And that for me is a great mission, and I will continue my mission for all the time that God gives me. I want to be active until my last breath.
Well, you are so active and inspiring, and it is always such a pleasure to have you on the program. This book, A Song in the Night, The Darker the Midnight, The Brighter the Sunlight. I like the title. I like the subtitle of this book.
The Starlight.
It's so important. This book has so many messages here. I just so grateful that you've been with us on the program again. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll do the spelling, Hildegard Boniker Bruni. That's Hildegard, H-I-L-D-E-G-A-R-D, Boniker, B-O-N-A-C-K-E-R, Bruni, B-R-U-N-I. Her website, HildaBonikerBruni.com. Book is available wherever books are sold. We'll direct you to all the websites on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. My thanks to EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation once again with Hildegard, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success. We thank EC Publishing for arranging our conversation once again today. Hildegard, it's always a pleasure having you on the program. So much more to talk about. Hopefully we can do this again. I hope I did justice to your poetry. It is so well done, and I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of this, and you'll be referring to it as you go through your daily life for a little motivation and inspiration. Beautifully done. Hildegard, thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you very, very much for having the privilege of doing another program with you. And as I said, I'm grateful to God that God put you also in my life. That was a very wonderful experience talking to you and doing the programs with you. Thank you so, so much. And I wish you a very, very beautiful Christmas season and a very blessed New Year too.
Well, thank you.
God, we never know. God might give us another opportunity to do something else.
Well, I would hope so. I appreciate this, and the privilege is always ours to have you on the program and to share your wisdom and your insight and the emotions that you've gone through in your life, and a remarkable life. You continue to lead by your writing and inspiring people to make life better, to look for those things that we can appreciate, the gratitude, the patriotism, that the simplicity of life. You bring it all to life in your book, A Song in the Night. Hildegard Boniker Bruni, our guest on the program. Again, the book is available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.